Hi, this is Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Mark Brunelli, News Director of the Business Applications Group, and he just got back from the Strata Conference in Santa Clara, and we're here to talk about it. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
Well, one of the things that came out of this conference that I thought was interesting, based on some of the coverage you've already done, is about data scientists. What is a data scientist, and who is a data scientist?
Well, it's an interesting question because the role of the data scientist is really still evolving and it's still being defined. One of the great sessions at the Strata Conference was Columbia University adjunct professor Dr. Rachel Schutt spoke about what it takes to be a data scientist today and in the future, possibly. And she talked about sort of the role, the kinds of different things that data scientists are doing today. But then she also went on to discuss sort of the characteristics that the personal characteristics of data scientists, which is something you don't hear about very much. I thought it was pretty interesting. Dr. Schutt herself is a former Google statistical analyst, and she taught a class called Introduction to Data Science at Columbia University. She started off by defining the role of the data scientist today, talking about what are the kinds of things that data scientists do. One of those things is exploratory analysis. They do data analysis to create visualizations for reporting purposes. They spend a great deal of time using data to come up with unique business insights and metrics. They help companies make important data-driven decisions, and they tend to be skilled users of big data technologies like Hadoop, MapReduce, and things. They're also really good programmers. They tend to be. These are generalizations, though. She did point out that not every data scientist is the same. And usually what you need is a team of data scientists in order to get the job done correctly.
Right. Where does the data scientist sit in the overall structure of an IT department, or is it even in an IT department?
I don't know if you would call them part of the IT department. I'm sure they work closely with IT. And the thing is, most data scientists don't even have the phrase data scientist in their title. Yeah, but that's really what they're doing.
More of a function as opposed to the actual title.
Right. And so the people that she brought into the class had titles like inference scientist and things like that. So there's no way to really describe what it is because it's such an evolving role. Actually, following the session, I spoke with an aspiring data scientist. His name was Ramesh Sampath. Mm-hmm. And I got what I thought was a great quote from him. He said the role of the data scientist is still evolving. If you want to be a web developer, you learn JavaScript, you learn some HTML tags, and you're a web developer. But that's not as simple when you talk in terms of a data scientist because the skills are so wide-ranging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's really no limit to the kinds of things you can apply it to, mm-hmm. right from optimizing your IT setup to increasing, actually Intel was throwing around a stat that said from the McKinsey Institute, which said that the competitive advantages of big data can be enormous, and this is a direct quote from the McKinsey Institute. A retailer using big data to the fullest could increase its operating margin by more than 60%. Now, certainly, a lot of things have to go right to make that happen, but there's definitely a lot of momentum behind these kinds of things right now.
So, is a data scientist or somebody who fills the role of a data scientist a must-have position for companies who want to do big data? Is it for all size companies? Who should be looking at acquiring a data scientist if they don't already have that?
I would think that a lot of big companies are going to have to start looking at this in order to remain competitive. According to some of the people I spoke to, right now most companies are just concerned about getting their data clean and making sure it's accurate. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to hear a lot more about data scientists joining all kinds of industries.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, these are old problems, data cleanliness and all that kind of stuff. And if you don't have your house in order, you don't have the luxury to be going off and doing fancy things like hiring a data scientist. What are some other fronts that you were exploring on over there?
Sure. Well, there was some big news to come out of the show, that's for sure. Almost every vendor had some kind of an announcement. But I'd say if you pressed, I'd have to say the biggest news came from Intel, who unveiled a new Hadoop distribution. And I think few people knew that they've actually been working on this for a few years now. And they actually already had their own Intel Hadoop distribution, but they really went commercial with it. Yeah, well, I mean, you don't really think of Hadoop when you think of Intel. You know, you think of chips and stuff like that. And that's really the key. They're going to optimize their distribution to run on their chips, on their Xeon processor. And they say that they will also be making use of advanced encryption standard instructions available on its chips. And that will improve security, according to Intel. And they also announced that they'll be bundling Pentaho's BI and analytics software with their Hadoop distribution, and they announced some other partnerships with Cisco, Cray, Dell, Red Hat, SAP. There was sort of a dual feeling, I thought, at the show about it. One is there really a need for another Hadoop distribution to go up against the likes of Hortonworks and Cloudera. They're the biggest players in the Hadoop space, I would say.
Yeah.
Or the most well-known, and they've been involved with it from the beginning, especially Hortonworks. I mean, the Yahoo developers have been some of the original code contributors to the Hadoop project. But I think you're going to see more big vendors throwing their weight behind us. And already we've seen a lot of big vendors like Oracle, SAP, IBM, you name it. They're all introducing connectors that connect their SQL databases to Hadoop.
Mm-hmm.
To the Hadoop database so that you can sort of bring data, you can run analysis on a large data set, maybe narrow it down to something a little smaller, and then you can use the connector to bring it into, say, an IBM DB2 or an Oracle database, something like that.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Mark Brunelli, News Director of the Business Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget, who was recently at the Strata Conference. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.